armed, non-nuclear states that are aligned with nuclear weapon states. Yes, that's precisely the problem with North Korea, right? It's allied with China, and China can't, it might drag China to a war against China's desires. So, no, and it's obviously not that simple. I mean, you're right. The India-Pakistan equation obviously has a China angle to it. But the two reasons that there's a nuclear danger and a danger of nuclear use in South Asia today don't really have that much to do with China. The first one was Pakistan's lowering of the nuclear threshold by introducing tactical nuclear weapons in response to India's Cold Start Army doctrine, which never became an official doctrine. Didn't have anything to do with China. And the mutterings by senior officials or former officials about moving to a first strike, that's all about Pakistan. So it is complicated. China certainly complicates the equation, but I stand by what I said in my tweet.
Patricia.
Yeah, just quickly, if you do that, Mark, could you do 140 characters or less, please?
I'm going to work on it while Elena is giving the answer to the other question.
Elena.
I may not necessarily have a full answer to your question, but I could certainly support that there should be training, a non-violence training. And there are countries that are more already incorporating that in their training, including the military. It's like during my time in Vienna, I was actually very pleased to learn that the Austrian army, so non-violence is one of the subject study in their training. What is very important is just non-violence to be taught in schools, and the earlier you start, the better. But that brings me to one of the favorite subjects